that. We're also going to be talking a bit about some other amazing community projects that Julian and myself are involved with. So lots of community talk tonight, and we are excited to be sharing it with you. I'm going to be sharing a song with you right now by Michael Franti and Spearhead, Once a Day.
And rehearse so you can put it in reverse. So just believe in yourself. Don't let nobody be a negative and tell you what to do. Cause I know in this sweet, sweet life that just as much is true.
All right, yeah, you better hug somebody at least once a day. I have heard that it's really more like 7 or 8 hugs a day. Thank you, Michael Franti, for finally making a song about it. Because really, you know, human contact and human touch are really what keeps us human and alive and well. So if you haven't hugged somebody once today, find somebody to give a hug to. All right. So, yes, as promised, we're going to be talking with Tom. Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, let's, like as we were saying before, let's start kind of at the beginning. We have been covering the LGBTQ, gender and sexual minority community is a new term for the last few weeks. And so today we wanted to focus on the Chico Pride, which is actually coming up in a week and a half. But for anybody that's listening, could you kind of give them an idea of who you are and why we're interviewing you?
I'm Tom Kellum. I'm the executive director at Stonewall Alliance. I've been in that position for almost 2 years, and I was on the board for 4 years prior to that. I've been pretty much a part of making a lot of things happen in town, which are really super exciting. And we've grown enormously in the last 6 years, not just because of me, but because of a great team that we have and good board people, good staff, and lots of volunteers.
Amazing. Yes, I can agree. I worked with you, had the pleasure of working with you on several projects in the past. And so you're definitely an asset to our community. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And so, yes, we have the Chico Pride. What year is this for the Chico Pride coming up?
You know, it's so old that we don't really know when it started.
That's
Chico
good.
Pride started as the Freedom Fest in, I think, like the 80s.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, Stonewall started in 1990, so we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary this year for Stonewall.
Great.
But Pride was here before that. The court, which many people probably know about, was in town for a few years before that. And over the years, there's been a number of different groups and collaborations between different groups that have put on Pride, and right now we've been doing it for a few years.
Awesome. And the actual dates for the Chico Pride are?
Are Friday, August 21st, Saturday, August 22nd, and Sunday, August 23rd.
Great.
We got a great lineup of things happening. Starting Friday night, there's a teen dance for teens 13 to 18, and that's going to be at Trinity Methodist Church. It's great to have things for our youth to do that are safe.
Absolutely.
And great environments for them to be able to be in.
Is that for all teens?
All teens. It's basically like high school age, 13 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the Adult Variety Show, which is 18 and over, and that's at the Women's Club. And that's a great live performance show of drag queens, drag kings, and lots of other variety of stuff. It should be a fabulous show. If anybody was there last year, they know the place was packed, and it's probably going to be packed again. This year, we have tickets on sale beforehand, so people can get in and get their tickets early, which would be great.
Where can people find tickets?
People can find tickets at mkt.com/StonewallChico. Which is also accessible through our Pride website, which
awesome.
Is StonewallChicoPride.com. And all of our Facebook postings and website stuff all have links to the tickets. So it was MKT.com/StonewallChico.
Beautiful.
And that's Friday night. There's an after show, after party at the Maltese after our performances are over at midnight.
Got a full night plan. That's beautiful.
Full night. Saturday starts around 10. We have the festival in the plaza from 10 to 4. We have, I think, over 90 booths this year lined up.
90 booths. That is going to be quite an amazing scene just to see that many people in the plaza.
It's great. It's really fun when it's crowded and packed.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of exciting things happening. There'll be performances on the stage at the plaza all day from 10 to 4. Some speeches, some music, some dancing, all kinds of variety of stuff. It should be cool.
And that's both Saturday and Sunday that's going to be going on, or just Saturday?
That's just Saturday. Saturday afternoon, starting around 2, from 2 to 6, we have live music at the Women's Club. So that's going to be our beer garden.
Nice.
And we have three bands, Ryan Mattel, who's local, and Pink Bandana, and Butch vs. Femme. They're all going to be playing there live. There'll also be a DJ to throw in some music and help out the atmosphere. So that's,
beautiful.
We're really excited about that. That's like a whole new thing that we're doing.
Nice. So that's 9 to 6. That's a full day, 10 to 6 on Saturday.
Yeah, the plaza is 10 to 4. This starts at 2 to 6. Then 8 to midnight is the adult dance. So that'll be another rip-roaring, exciting event. You can buy tickets for that online, too. You can buy all the tickets online.
At
and
the
there's
same
special
place.
Packages, all at the same place.
Awesome.
Then Sunday morning, we have our brunch, which I think it's like 9 to noon. I'm looking. Yeah, 9 to noon. And that's over in Bidwell Park, kind of near 1 mile. There's a big picnic area with barbecues and lots of benches. It's called Oak Grove. And 9 to noon, Ann Leon from Leon's Bistro is cooking up brunch. It's traditionally awesome. It's great. It's fun time. I think there's going to be some music there and some face painting. Lots of things for kids to do, and people can hang out and talk and drink coffee and eat good food.
Beautiful. And that's actually a free community
brunch.
That's
a free community event.
Wow.
Kind of like the day after.
Yeah.
All the other stuff. But then it doesn't end there.
Wow.
Because Sunday night, actually late afternoon, 4:30, we have a comedian, Shankar, who's coming up from Palm Springs. And there are a lot of people in town that know her. think she's fabulous, and she's going to come do an hour of comedy from 5 to 6, and that's at the Women's Club again.
So all the later night events are at the Women's Club for the adults?
Yeah, all the evening and later events are at the Women's Club. There'll be no-host bars at all the events. And again, the teen dance is Friday night at Trinity Methodist. And actually at the Plaza during the day on Saturday, there'll be a lot of youth events and youth activities and stuff. There'll be a whole section of youth booths. And there'll be a lot of things for them to do. So it's totally family-friendly, all-age-friendly. And we're expecting super turnout. And it's just so exciting. Each year grows and grows.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what it seems like to me. That, like, when did it become a three-day event for Stonewall and Chico?
Probably about 4 years ago. When we went from... We had a festival and then a dance.
Right.
And then we added the show. And then we added the brunch. And it just keeps growing. And it's just fun. You know, people just love having something to do and getting to mingle and meet lots of different people, see people from all over the place that come to visit and check this out. It gives a great opportunity for visibility, which
Absolutely.
Is just so important to our community. And when we shifted from having the festivals at other locations to having them at the downtown plaza, that has made a huge difference, because we're just like right out there in the middle of the community, the center of town, and it lets everybody interact with us, have fun with us, and just be part of the party, part of the celebration, part of the awareness, and get that, you know, we're just people like everybody else.
Absolutely. There must be a tremendous amount of volunteer effort that's going into this.
We have, I think, at this point, over 120 volunteers helping with the weekend.
120. Way to go. That is
It takes a lot of work. We could never do this on our own.
Yeah.
And it's great that people want to step up and help. It's a great way to be part of things. And people like doing it, and we love having them.
So are any of the streets going to be blocked off during that event, or is that just, it's all centrally located in the plaza?
It's in the plaza. Fifth Street will be closed between Main and Broadway.
Okay.
So that's like the south side of the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
That street works pretty well to close off. So there'll be some things going on there. There'll be some food vendors in the little side pockets along the park plaza. And
whatever it is.
Yeah, the fountain will be on. There'll be a lot of fun stuff. Hopefully it won't be too drenching hot. We're hoping for like low mid 90s at the top, which will be great. And we do have cooling stations, so people can stop by a tent and get cooled down.
Great.
And I think you have to be a kid to run through the fountain.
I would agree on that.
But the water going up into the air does help cool things a little bit.
I think when I say I would agree on that, it's because of the amount of chlorine that's in that water. I think most adults smell that chlorine and think twice. But children just run through it because it's not...
Because it's fun.
Because it's
My
fun.
God.
It's fun. But I would,
to run through it.
Yeah, I would love to go to the river.
Well,
just honestly. But it's awesome that that'll be an option, especially if it's really hot.
There are good times to go to the river, and it's not that far away.
Yeah. You could ride your bike to 1 mile, jump in, and then come back and enjoy the festivities and go to the Women's Club on the way.
Exactly. You could like go from the plaza to the river, jump in, get cooled down, then go watch some live music at the Women's Club.
There you go.
Go home, take a shower, and come back for the dance.
Full day, full weekend of events. It's so amazing.
How far away are we from full week, full Pride week?
Oh,
seven
wow.
nights. Craziness.
Well, maybe we'll get there.
Okay. All right, I'm looking forward
to it. Are you joining the team, Julian?
We need more, a bigger team.
Yeah.
When you talk about happy, creative, exciting, open-minded people hanging out and having a good time, that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Great, join us.
Have a place to hang out.
Yeah. Maybe next year we'll add a couple of more nights of music or something.
Well, pretty soon it's going to be unavoidable. The party's going to be so big, anybody in city limits is going to have to be a part of the event.
I like that idea. Yeah. There are a lot of people that want a parade.
Oh, well, yeah, there's no parade.
I know.
There used to be a parade.
How is there no parade?
It just sort of fell off so along the way. It's a lot of work putting on a parade.
It's kind of a want
all those
moment.
Floats and
yeah, that's true.
One year, I think we were trying to do a bicycle parade, but we kind of got it in gear too late. But it's a great idea.
They're only 25 years old now. You know, they're moving into their adult years.
Right,
and they're ready to take on the parade. No. Maybe, right.
The bike valets will be at the plaza, so if people want to ride their bicycles down, they can park them safe.
We encourage you to ride your bikes down.
Yeah.
Yes, for your own health, in case you decide to go to the women's club, to the no-host bar, and because it's good for the environment. So we encourage you to ride your bicycle. I'm personally encouraging you.
We are loving the 21st century endorsed bicycles.
We love bicycles, and we love the environment, and we love Chico Pride. We love it all.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Tom of Stonewall Alliance, and we're talking about Chico Pride. It's coming up on August 21st, the first day. It's going to go from August 21st through August 23rd. If you're interested in finding out more information about things we've already talked about and you're just tuning in, check out StonewallChicoPride.com. That's where you can find a lot of information and get connections to the tickets.
Exactly.
So that's a great space to start with. Or you can just call Stonewall. You can Google Stonewall if you have a computer. Otherwise, what's the number for Stonewall?
530-893-3336.
So that's an easy number to remember.
893-3336.
Is there a limit to how many volunteers you'll accept?
Well, at this point, we closed the volunteer thing on Friday, which is a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working assigning posts, and if there's openings, we kind of have a little bit of a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
But if more people want to volunteer, they can send us an email, and if we have openings, we'll certainly throw them in and help get them to help us.
So this event, would you say, is kind of, what is the main purpose behind the event? Is it an awareness event? Are there other components that you're hoping to achieve through this event?
Well, a big part of it is awareness, being visible in the community, getting people to learn and understand more about our community and the many, many different facets of it. We like people to see the other organizations and the vendors that come out to be part of the festival, that support us, that support our community. It gives people a good sense of just how much support there is out there. There are a lot of organizations that do lots of different stuff in town here and in Butte County, and they'll have tables so that people can learn about their services and what they do. It's also a fundraiser for Stonewall. It's where we get a large part of our operating budget. So it's really important to come spend some money.
Absolutely. So how much have you raised in the past through the events?
Oh, that's a hard question.
But you did say it's a large part of your budget. So.
Yeah. It's a large part of the budget that we raise, and it's like $16,000 to $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's your goal this year is another $20,000?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good goal. I support that goal. Come out and support Stonewall Alliance and all the amazing things they do for our community by coming to Chico Pride. I mean, 90 booths. I'm just amazed. I'm like trying to visualize the Chico Plaza. Like, I don't even know the 90 booths could fit in there.
It gets packed. We have like a double ring of booths in the center.
Wow.
And then we have booths down each spoke and some booths out on 5th Street. So it really becomes an awesome... It gets, you know, it feels a little crowded, but I think that adds to the excitement.
Absolutely. It seems like there's going to be lots to do. There's going to be so much things to check out. You know, I think sometimes in Chico, it tends to be like with the multiple events going on. Like I've seen a lot of these things where, you know, they need a reason to be attracted to it. But with 90 booths, I mean, let alone from all the performances and all the different variety that you're bringing, there's going to be so many different things for people to be a part of. So it just sounds amazing.
It is really amazing. I'm a little overwhelmed with all of it at the moment. But
overwhelmed with joy.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's totally exciting.
What are some things during the weekend that people can do to participate, not just be a spectator? Like what kind of interactive booths and whatnot?
Well, I think some of the important booths are the other organizations that collaborate with us on many things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are sponsors of the event, like Catalyst and Rape Crisis. They're really big sponsors, and checking out what they do, finding out what they do is really important. Just meeting people and being part of the activities. You know, I mean, a lot of it's fun, but there's also, like, you learn a lot just from walking through the booths and seeing who's there and seeing what they're talking about and having a chance to learn a whole lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, can you, I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but could you give us like a brief explanation of why Pride started?
Wow. The first Pride started out of the Stonewall riots, which happened in 1969 in New York City, which was when there was a bar called the Stonewall Inn. And bars back in those days were kind of private places. The mafia owned a lot of them. They were kind of illegal because it wasn't really legal to be gay or to act gay or to like hold somebody's hand in a bar. And so these were places where people felt like they could do some of that, even though it was still very whatever. It just wasn't accepted, and they could get arrested. And typically, the bars got raided a fair amount, and that bar got raided that night in June. I think it was June 27th, 1969. And the people in the bar fought back. You know, the people in the bar were, there were gay people, lesbian people, people in drag, and a lot of trans people. And they just said, we're not doing this anymore. You can't arrest us. And they fought back, threw bottles and bricks, and they locked the police in the bar and went out. And it was this huge riot. It lasted a couple of days, actually. And so the next year, to kind of commemorate that, there was a march. And in those days, the Pride festivals weren't like celebrations and festivals. They were like marches to make a point.
Right.
And I know that year, in 1970, there was one in New York, there was one in San Francisco, and that's where the Pride event started.
So this is really a celebratory event as well. Like, so it was a demonstration, like you said, but this is also like a celebration of being able to be out in public and accepted in a sense that
very
legally
much so.
No ramifications.
And I mean, and I think that over the years, that's what Pride has been about. It's like a place you can feel free and have the space to be yourself, you know. And slowly, that's been becoming more and more mainstream. We've gotten a lot more legal rights. We got to be able to get married now. So that shifted a lot. But it's really been about pushing that forward and celebrating and really having a positive spin on the community.
Right. I'm definitely a believer that, you know, and changing minds and changing hearts is really where we need to focus on. Like, changing laws is one step in a really big step, but how we interact with each other on the day-to-day basis is really kind of what's going to change the community we live in. So having these events that, you know, have people access to more awareness, learning what's going on and how to support it, and also seeing what other organizations, like you said, and businesses support the movement as well is really important. So if you're tuning in, check out StonewallChicoPride.com. That's where you can find out more information about the Stonewall Chico Pride that's coming up August 21st through the 23rd. It's going to be an amazing, wonderful, fun weekend full of lots of supportive organizations and vendors, as well as just good fun, which is, you know, I feel like what a lot of movements are missing in this world these days is just like people like to have fun. So how can you combine education and fun together? Then you have like the perfect recipe for change.
Which is what the show is all about.
Yes.
Education and fun.
Thank you so much, Tom, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here. It's great to get a chance to talk to this world out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for listening. And we'll see you all at Pride.
Yes, we'll see you all at Pride. I'll see you, Tom. We're going to be talking here soon about some stuff that's going on in the community, Live at the Box, which Julian is involved with, and Sochi Chico Certified Farmers Market here shortly after this brief break.
In the 1960s, I attended the University of North Texas, a public school blessed with good teachers and an educational culture focused on enabling us students to become socially useful citizens. And it was affordable. With close to free tuition and a part-time job, I could get a good education, gain experience in everything from work to civic activism, graduate in 4 years, and obtain a debt-free start in life. We just assume that that's what college was supposed to be. It still ought to be, but for most students today, it's not even close. Indeed, a $1.3 trillion mountain of debt is weighing down students at all types of U.S. colleges, endangering our entire economy. That's more than people owe on credit cards or auto loans, and it'll soon surpass the subprime mortgage debt that crashed the economy in 2008. Private, for-profit, corporate colleges are the biggest creators of this looming danger. To say there are lots of horror stories about them is like saying there are lots of ouchies in a bramble patch. With brand names like University of Phoenix, ITT Tech, Corinthian, Kaplan, and Strayer, they suck up some $32 billion a year in federal student loan money. They overcharge students so drastically that even those who graduate are stuck with nearly $40,000 in debt. And they deliver such poor education that graduates can't get jobs with high enough wages to repay the loans. David Halpern, author of Stealing America's Future, calls this predatory educational industry an immoral enterprise. This is Jim Hightower saying America's whole approach to ever higher priced higher education is wrongheaded. We know that college and advanced skill degrees today are as essential to both individual and national well-being as high school diplomas used to be. So it's time to redirect and reinvest in America's future by making higher education free.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
All right, so you are tuned in to Love in the 21st Century, and I am Tammy, joined by
Julian.
And we are talking about some amazing community events that are going on. We were just interviewing Tom of Stonewall Alliance about Chico Pride, which is happening here August 21st through the 23rd. And you can find out more information by going to StonewallChicoPride.com. And they're just an amazing organization that's been doing so much great work, and we want everybody to come out and support them. I mean, 90 vendors, 90 booths. It's going to be quite a sight to see. There's going to be amazing performances during the day on Saturday, and then they also have great things going on at the Chico Women's Club during the evenings as well. So great things to be had. If you have something special that you want to let us know about and you just want to get on the radio and tell the community about, give us a call, 895-1114. Love to get you on the air and out to the public so that they can be a part of what you got going on. That's what we're here to do, is share the good word. So give us a call. If you were wondering what that transition song was, that was actually Whistle Stop, which is was shared with me by a friend on SoundCloud. So you can check that out. I'm trying to look for the artist, which I'm having a bit of trouble finding, but you can try and find that out. Whistle Stop on SoundCloud, and you can do the whole hashtag festival thing if you're into that, and that you would be able to find it easier, I believe. So without further ado, we'll just move right on forward.
Ado.
All right, so Julian, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing well. I mean, generally speaking, I'm doing great. And so I want to hear more about what you got going on at the Tackle Box, which I guess is rebranded now.
The Box.
The Box. So it's on Facebook. It's Live at the Box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Live at the Box is something, a brainchild of yours.
It's the organic development. That isn't so much a brainchild of anybody so much as what has developed out of Chico Breaks the Record.
Awesome. So what was Chico Breaks the Record? I have no idea what you're talking about.
The craziest, most amazing adventure ever, and it's still happening. For those who haven't heard, at the Tackle Box Bar and Grill in Chico, California, this past spring, starting on April 1st, myself and my partner Emily Rose co-directed a an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for longest multi-artist concert.
Amazing.
In an attempt to bring, you know, what we started noticing in the community was our talented musician friends having to leave the community to be compensated and be, you know, treated a little bit better. And rather than let that keep happening and having a lot of our talented acts not play in Chico anymore, we thought, what can we do to bring interest to Chico for our music scene, get people coming here? And so one idea was hold a long concert. Well, what's the world's longest? And it turns out the world's longest concert on record at the moment is 15 days and 12 hours. And starting April 1st at the Tackle Box, we went for 34 days.
Oh, 34 days. So did you break the record?
Yeah, I think. Here's where we're at. Right now, we know that we put on the longest concert in world history, period, in Chico, California.
Woohoo! World history.
At a bar that had a new stage and a new dance floor and sells guns and alligator as well.
That always amazed me about the Taco Box. You could, like, drink alcohol, buy guns, and eat exotic animal food all without leaving one building.
Yeah. It's kind of a catch-all venue, you know, and I like it there, and we had a really great time. You know, the community came out, the musicians came out. The Tackle Box on Facebook went from, you know, 100 or 200 were here to 13,000 were here.
Wow, 13,000.
Over the course of the month, and that's just the Facebook check-ins. And then the online stream of the event had just shy of 20,000 views. We had over 900 individual musicians on stage, including Deli to Dublin and Coolio and some other national acts. We had about 11,500 songs performed over 34 days.
How do you even have those numbers?
Because of Bits Haley, who's an amazing volunteer who did amazing, amazing things for the event.
And, right. How many volunteers were involved?
About 100. You know, Tom was mentioning they had 100 for their 124 Pride. Yeah, that's what you need to do something huge.
Yeah,
100.
Absolutely.
And that's about accurate. And then, you know, of course, there were the core 20 or so that ran their own department and helped run the others as well. But basically, after the event was over and through two power outages, we had a power outage 4.5 days in, and then one about 4 days from the end as well. And so we gathered all our evidence over the course of 3 or 4 weeks after the event, and then Emily and I drove the evidence to New York, and we dropped it off 3 months ago. We dropped it off 2 months ago, and Guinness said, you know, we spoke to the vice president of Guinness for the Americas when we dropped it off, and they had 3 months, said they'd take 3 months to review. So to recap, we're about 4 or 5 weeks away from hearing official word from Guinness on that. I think we did it. You know, it's kind of like playing a board game for the first time when all you have is the written rules, and it may be 3 or 4 times through before you find out, oh, what about this, what about that. But for the most part, having contacted prior record breakers and observed how they did their event, I feel really confident that we ran a tight ship and we did things as by the book as could be done, and that our 34 days stand strong to the prior record of 15.
So you ran a marathon doing the Guinness Book of World Records attempt here in Chico, and now there is, from that process, been this new project, this new endeavor, which is Live at the Box.
Yeah.
So what is Live at the Box?
So, you know, after the dust settled from the delivery of the evidence and things, you know, I went back to the Tackle Box, and they've since gotten a $30,000 sound system that they put in a 1950 Chevy truck that's in the back corner. And
wow.
It's a digital sound system. It's really nice, and to go with their new stage and dance floor. And I came to them with, okay, now that things have settled, we've delivered the evidence, let's try to recapture some of what the community experience during Chico Breaks the Record here, but for maybe a more long-term basis. And starting with the idea that every actor gets paid. And something
paid acts in Chico, that's impressive.
I know. That's where a lot of the stuff I've done as a musician and local music promoter for years has been centered on, is making that a standard. You know, too often I've played shows and then found out, nope, or a band commits to doing a show and then find out, oh no, for whatever reason, you know, there's no payment this time. Well, that's a bummer. So we got to support our artists. So, and trying to figure that out, we developed a pay scale based on, you know, bar sales and percentage of cover so that the bar can have more acts in the tackle box.
Fantastic.
So basically the box is the live music aspect, and we're rebranding because, you know, the tackle box has a reputation of being a country music bar, and we discovered during the event that that is no longer the case, that there was so many styles of music present and so much appreciation for all kinds of music that the box is ripe for becoming that local music venue that people have wanted since things like the Brickworks and Juanita's no longer were around.
Juanita's.
I know. I'm going back. So, you know, another thing I've done recently with local music is the I Play in Chico documentary, which you can watch for free on YouTube. We did it for free. Me, Foxy Jeff, Chris Woodcox, we made $13 a piece off it when we showed it at the pageant and from 6 months worth of work. And through that I Play in Chico documentary, which is all about local music, we discovered that a venue is a thing lacking right now. A multi-genre, sometimes all ages, catch-all, everybody feels comfortable there venue. So after the event, I feel like the box is ripe for that, and we have some people helping out behind the scenes as well. Of course, Emily's still involved a little bit.
So what can people expect that would be coming to the box? Like, is that live music every day? What, right, you know, like, what kind of things? If I went there tonight or tomorrow night, what could I find?
From now on, live music 4 nights a week at the box.
Beautiful.
And that's Thursday through Sunday. And Thursdays are random Thursdays where you get four acts that are just not quite a weekend dance band maybe yet, but also not a solo open mic kind of performance, but somebody, you know, an act, and wildly different. For instance, this Thursday, we have Aaron Haley, who's doing country music, country folk, and Hemp C, rap and hip-hop, Radio Relapse, 90s cover music, and then East Wind Belly Dance is going to provide intermission entertainment between the bands. So that's belly dance, country, rap, 90s radio hits, all in one night for $3. Well, for not very much.
Yes. So come check them out. I mean, if you're a music lover, as we are on Love in the 21st Century, it's going to be a great place to check out. So that's Thursday. And then it sounds like you got three more days of awesome, amazing things going on as well.
Yeah, exactly. So the other 3 days would be Friday and Saturday night. We're doing three bands instead of four, or instead of one band from now on. And then Sundays are the songwriter showcase, where we showcase local songwriting talent, where it's like an open mic, but more like an invite only, where you see five different songwriters and they play for 40-minute sets. So really, we just want to use the stage and use the equipment that the community worked for. I mean, the profit margin the Tackle Box had from the Chico Breaks the Record event paid for that system, and that's pretty much what they got out of it. So now it's sitting there waiting to get used, and I'm in a position of being the booker now. But we have long-term goals of, you know, video and audio recording while for the performers, and creating a YouTube channel and really marketing the local music scene to the nation, because pretty soon, in about 4 or 5 weeks, we hope to hear from Guinness. And then the second half of the story starts, where now that we have the record in our hand, we can talk about it. We can, you know, message the Today Show. We can message, you know, national news outfits and let them know what Chico did and is still doing.
Beautiful. So if you want to find out more information about Live at the Box, you can actually check them out on Facebook. I think that's a good place to find out different events that are going on a regular basis. It seems like you guys are updating the Facebook page.
Pretty regularly, yep.
So you can check them out on there. If you're not an internet user, then you can also give the box a call, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So let's flip the script, Tammy. Let's talk. So, South Chico Certified Farmers Market. We got another farmers market.
Yeah, you can't have enough farmers market. Is everybody in this community eating fresh homegrown foods?
Not yet.
I hear silence. I take that as a no. Also, it's also you're the only person in the room. Okay. I just want to go back a minute. If you were listening to the Whistle Stop, that transition, that was Whistle Stop. You can find them by looking up Sexy Black Female. That's who they are on SoundCloud. So, you know, check them out. There's a whole full set that goes to that. We just did a little bit of a section there. Yeah, Sochi Certified Farmers Market. So, historically, it was Southside Farmers Market, and we had a bit of a poll and a board decision to change the name to South Chico Certified Farmers Market. Sochi, as in its, you know, shortened, abbreviated, awesome name to kind of give it its own identity. And it happens on Wednesday evenings from 3 to 7, so it's like Wednesday afternoon to Wednesday evening. And it was historically in the Chapman Town neighborhood. It's been homed at the Dorothy Johnson Center and the 20th Street Park in the past. And now it is at 16th and Chestnut. So 16th and Chestnut from 3 to 7 is when the market is going on. We're a growing market, so it's a year-long rain or shine kind of market. So we got vendors that are there on a regular basis. We also have vendors that come for special events as well as, you know, as their schedules allow based on the other markets that are going on. Such as, you know, Thursday night market. Some vendors go for that market since it's only a seasonal market. Mm-hmm. Sochi's is awesome because it's all year long. It's dependable. It's in a lot of people's neighborhood. You know, it's near my home where I live on 16th. So it's great and easy to get to. We also have an amazing event that's coming up here, not this Wednesday, but August 19th, we're going to have an event, the Sochi Summer Social, where it'll be an opportunity to come out and meet the board of Live True, which is actually the nonprofit that is oversees the market. So Live True has recently been rebranded. You know, it's just a season of rebranding.
Indeed.
It is. You know, it's funny because I'm thinking about how, you know, how Tom was just mentioning that Stonewall Alliance is celebrating 25 years. And as I think about it, you know, a lot of different community organizations have, you know, are celebrating that 25 year mark. There's Stonewall Alliance, there's Chico Peace and Justice Center, there's Butte Environmental Council.
There's Doug Stein playing in Chico for 25 years.
There you go. You know, there's all these like kind of social historical marks and that are 25 years old, and how I kind of feel like we're into that next era of time where we have some new and upcoming organizations and maybe historical landmarks that are going to be moving into the future. That's sort of how I like to look at Live True, that it's something that is a new concept of how we address community and how we network. Mm-hmm. And that's an organization that I'm involved with that's a part of the farmers market.
You know, I've actually noticed that in the past couple of years that most of the people I hang out with, there's the "so what do you do" question, and then it's immediately followed by like, okay, so then what do you do? The like, that's what you do to make money, but then what's your passion project?
Right.
Because it seems like just about everybody has something they're passionate about.
Yeah, I usually start with what I do, as in my passion is. I mean, you know, like,
yeah,
like you've shared before, you know, kind of the goal is to marry the two. Uh-huh. You know, to have what you love to do. Uh-huh. And you know, with how you make money. But I think I changed that a few years ago, that I start with what I do, what I enjoy doing. And I actually, my favorite way to respond to that question is I enjoy myself.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like,
well, it's just, you know, particularly compared to 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and how society functioned then and how it's functioning now, we're clearly, as individuals, becoming far more empowered and capable and able to take on more and, you know, you know, have our visions come to fruition for whatever reason and reasons more so than in the past. And given that liberty, it's maybe it's just who I choose to surround myself with, but it seems like just about everybody's got something. It could be they love bowling or a sewing circle or something. Everyone I know has got something they're passionate about, and I just think that's wonderful.
It is wonderful. I think it's wonderful when we emphasize that. I think that's why we enjoy when we have that kind of segment on this show about talking about passion, because passion is a part of what you love. It's like, you know, what is that drive that gets you up in the morning? And you know, for some people, it's not, they don't have the luxury to combine what they love to do with what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, what really gets them going is supporting that vision. So,
you know, a good piece of advice I've heard not too long ago and put into action is think about what you do when you're procrastinating and then figure out how to make money off that.
That's an interesting perspective. What if you sleep?
Well, there's, what is it, NASA? They got the sleep study thing where you're supposed to, like, stay in bed for 100 so many days and you get thousands of dollars. Look it up. It's a thing.
That's a thing. Wow. Okay.
I submitted for it. Apparently, I do not fit their qualifications.
Aw, too bad. So, if you want to find out more about the Sochi Farmers Market, right now it's being changed on Facebook, so you can check out the Live True Facebook page or the Southside Farmers Market. And again, that's Wednesday evenings from 3 to 7 at the end of 16th and Chestnut. And our market manager, Jada White, is there on a regular basis and can assist you in finding out how to become a part of the market. We have one of the best fee structures, if I don't say so myself, in the community. And so if you're just starting out as a vendor and have some sort of service or product, or you grow food that you want to get out to the community, it really makes it accessible and affordable. That is our goal. So come out and check it out Wednesday evenings. And like I said, August 19th, it's going to be a much larger community event. We're going to have bands performing. We're going to have some spin jam come out. The Chico Bike Party is going to make a stop and be hanging out. So there's going to be a good scene next Wednesday, the 19th, if you just want to come out and meet some community members and learn about what Live True is about. As I mentioned, it's a network for conscious community projects. It's really the work that we are doing here in the community, and we'd love to share it with you.
Yep.
So, so that's a good way to find out what's going on. And we have a few other things we want to talk about.
Yeah, actually, one thing I want to bring up real quick. There is something happening, bubbling. It's a Chico Vegan Co-op.
What?
What a bomb to drop at the end here. Before we get to it, I want to say real quick that Emily Rose, who isn't here tonight, is also involved in some community stuff and some building up of people stuff. And one thing that is a passion project of hers is a self-publishing school. So look that up. She's gone through it herself. Within like 3 months, you write a book and it becomes a bestseller. And now she's instructing through self-publishing school. So that's another passion project from one of our hosts here. Now, speaking of Emily Rose, last night, Emily and I went to a meeting for a thing called Chico Vegan Co-op.
What?
So,
vegans need a co-op?
I'm sure. Yeah, basically, it's kind of like a buyer's club that, you know, buys vegan, prepackaged vegan goods in bulk. And it's like all software based. So like, say you want 3 cans of something, somebody else wants 4. Once it hits 15, you know, orders are made. There's some details and stuff, but we went to a meeting and they're in the push right now where they need the initial 30 members to make that happen. So
do you have to be a vegan to be part of the club?
No.
Well, that's good.
No, it's just the products are vegan. And the more you spend per month, the less your markup and the more you save and yada, yada. It's basically what Chico Natural Foods started as, but something specifically focused to vegan diet, which half the stuff, as a vegetarian, half the stuff I eat happens to be vegan too, you know? So,
yeah.
So if you're interested in that, Michelle, I don't know her last name, who runs Pinwheel Acupuncture, she is spearheading that project. And next Monday at 6 at Pinwheel Acupuncture, 7th or 8th in Flume, and the L-shaped blue building. They have another meeting, but it was really exciting. And the savings are there, and the potential is there. They just need about 30 people enlisted in the next few weeks. So maybe that interests you. Look into it.
So it's called the Vegan...
The Chico Vegan Co-op.
And
it may be top secret invite only, for all I know.
Yeah, and it's not vegan specific. And anybody that doesn't know what a vegan is, it's anybody that doesn't eat any meat products. Or animal products. I should say animal products, not just meat products. Animal products. So if you're interested in that, go check out the Pinwheel. I'm sure that they can point you in the right direction, even if you're not there Monday at 6 o'clock, since she does own the place.
And it's a super cheap buy-in to be a part of something that could evolve into something much bigger. So.
And as an omnivore that I am, half the food I eat is vegan too. I mean, it just happens to be that there's some foods you eat that don't have any animal products in them. It's just, you know, weird like that, I guess. Yeah. So you're not ostracized. You are included. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. Also want to let people know something amazing that's happening this weekend for the Funk of It Music Festival. I believe it's their second year. Correct me if anybody knows. Julian, do you know?
Oh, I think it's more than second. I think it's maybe fourth.
Really?
I could be wrong.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? So we're going to say that it's more than 2 years. And it's August 14th to the 16th. So that's this weekend. And it's going to be in Belden, California, which is up 70 from here in Chico. And it is just an amazing event, a funky, fun event. And you can get tickets. I believe you can buy tickets online, which is the FTFFest.com is where you can find tickets. We got Big Sam's Funky Nation, Mojo Green, Bog, some Chico locals. East Wind Belly Dance Troupe is going to be performing. There's going to be some amazing funk fun going down. And so you can check them out and, support two of Chico's local community members as well are organizing that. One of KZFR's own, Spinny, is one of the organizers, as well as Bob Backstrom of the infamous Bustolini's, which is no longer around. But, you know, one we all very much loved. So you can come celebrate the funk movement in Belden this weekend, 14th through the 16th. I'm sure there's day passes available. And we're going to get you started with some funk music transition, One Nation Under a Groove, which was a suggestion from Spinny.
Under a groove.
But yeah, I mean, I feel so blessed to live in this community. We have amazing things going on. We have amazing people that just support the real things that they're passionate about. And people are always showing up. So thank you, Chico. Thank you, the surrounding areas of Chico, Butte County. Thank you to the listeners. We appreciate you.
And thank you to you, Tammy.
Aw, thanks, Jules. Thank you.
Oh, the thanks, the gratitude. One Nation.
Okay, so we will be catching you next week at 5 o'clock. And stay tuned for Ecotopia. They are up next, and they are going to just educate you and enjoy your company. So, listen, stay tuned. They're up next.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe.
friction. Gonna be grooving up and down, hang up alleyway. You my only guy. We shall all be moved.
Beat your family up.
Giving you more of what we're talking for.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Ecotopia.